AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A breathtaking day on the New York Stock Exchange. It began when the Dow Jones Industrials plunged more than 1,000 points after the opening bell in a sell-off that sent a shiver from Wall Street to Main Street. Stocks regained some of that ground as the day wore on, but the Dow finished the day down 588 points. Still, Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the stock market is still the place to be.
It's going to be invested there. You have to have a stomach for that. Ultimately, though, in the longer run, when you look through all that volatility, it goes up because so does the American economy, and I think the American economy is strong.
The slump is part of a global wave of selling triggered by a slowdown in China. Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says Airman First Class Spencer Stone, who along with two buddies subdued a gunman on a train in Belgium last week, is in line for a prestigious medal.
Airman Stone's unit will be nominating him for the Airman's Medal, which is the highest medal for non-combat bravery that we in the Air Force can bestow.
General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff, says Airman Stone could also receive yet another coveted decoration.
We are looking at the potential, if this is characterized by the law enforcement investigation in France as a terrorist-related event, we will look at the precedent established in the Fort Hood incident to look at whether we can award the Purple Heart.
Stone and his two American buddies today received the Legion of Honor, France's highest award. North and South Korea have reached a deal to ease animosities between the two rivals. A casino bus has crashed into a three-story New York City building, shearing off a large part of the building. At least 9 people have been hurt, but authorities say their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. This is AP Radio News. Talk about a power lunch. President Obama and Vice President Biden lunched today at the White House for the first time since their vacations, fueling fresh speculations about a Biden run for the Oval Office.
Was challenging Hillary Rodham Clinton part of the table talk at their weekly lunch? The White House won't say, but spokesman Josh Earnest stresses a Biden decision on whether to run isn't likely till the summer's over.
That means he's got another month or so here to think about this.
And even if he does run, the president won't feel caught between his vice president and former secretary of state.
No, I would not describe the president as torn.
While most here expect the president would stay neutral in any such contest, Earnest says he can't rule out Obama eventually making an endorsement in the Democratic primaries. Mark Smith at the White House.
Rick Perry's campaign chairman in Iowa has said adios to Governor Perry's faltering bid for the GOP presidential nod. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.